This chapter explores the universal symbolism of the man and his two sons, representing humanity's divided love, the tension between filial and fraternal love, and the primordial family relationships from Adam onward. A man. An indefinite, indeterminate man. This indicates every man. Every man has two sons. These are the two tablets of the law, the two loves, the love of God and the love of one's neighbor. Often our love is imperfect and partial. An indeterminate man, or every person, is called to realize that he has two sons and that he is called at some point in his life to reconcile them. Reconcile the love of God and the love of one's neighbor, paternal love and fraternal love. The two sons, a man, father, manifest paternity and filiation. The primordial relationship in humanity is a family relationship. From this relationship derive all other relationships: father, son, mother, daughter, brother, sister, a stable family. This parable refers to the two sons of Adam. Adam is the man with two sons, Cain and Abel. Abraham is the man with two sons, Jacob and Ishmael. Eli is the man with two sons, Hophni and Phinehas. The same with Joseph, Manasseh, Ephraim. The story of the two sons reveals that man is a being who always has a father and a brother. Each son of Adam has a father and a brother. This brotherhood can become conflict, especially if the brothers do not prioritize their communion with the father. A brother in a monastery had been falsely accused of lust. He got up and went to Abbot Anthony. The brothers also came from the monastery to heal him and bring him back. They began to admonish him, "You have done this," but he assured him that he had done nothing of the sort. Now it so happened that Abbot Paphnutius, called Cephalas, was there, and he told them this parable. "I saw on the bank of the river a man sunk up to his knees in the mud. Then certain men came and took his hand and sunk him up to his neck. And Abbot Anthony said to the brothers about Abbot Paphnutius, 'Here is a truthful man, fit to heal and save souls.' Then, filled with compunction at this word of the elders, the brothers made a matania to the brother, and encouraged by the fathers, they took the brother back to the monastery."